Today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new marketing channel, have a message you want to share with the world, or you just think it would be way cool to have your own talk show, I promise you, podcasting is an easy, fun, and inexpensive way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and the best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Just think, within minutes of finishing your recording, you would be able to upload and list your show on multiple major podcast directories, such as Google Podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon Music, and more. I promise you, podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners. And the team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you to succeed. So, come join over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out into the world. And when you follow the link in the show notes, it lets Buzzsprout know I sent you to them. And you will get a $20 Amazon card when you sign up for a paid plan. So, go ahead and get started expressing yourself with your own podcast show. Welcome back, family, to our Joy in the Midst of It All podcast show. I am your host, Amina Amarachi. Happy new 2022 year, family, friends, and family. I pray that you all enjoyed a wonder-filled, joy-filled, and peace-filled holiday season with your family. I know I did. And I am most grateful for our time together that we spent both virtually and in 3D. And I also embraced the space that I was in on the memorialversary of our dad's transition, January 10th of this year. It's been 6 years. So, in honor of the new year and our daddy, I decided to share a quick, funny, memorable story of our journey together. Now, in today's episode, it's Country Boy, that would be Daddy, versus City Girl, me. This story still makes me laugh when I think about it. It's the I'm going to have to call you back story, which I pray that it reminds us that even in the midst of a junctured journey, there can be great, fond, laughter-filled new memories made. It also proves to us that God always reaches out to us, even when we, i.e., our loved ones and as caregivers, are journeying through their health journey challenge, such as Alzheimer's, alongside them. Now, let's continue our journey. Today's episode, I'm going to have to call you back. The date? It was either January the 1st of 2009 or 2010. I don't remember. Count it to my head and not my heart. My daddy has always teased me for being what he called a city girl. Now, by city girl, he means one who goes glamping, not camping, in the North Carolina mountains and stays in a modern day cabin and goes fishing while glamping at a fish farm. Now, for those diehard fishing folks, you are probably already falling off your chair by now. Yet, for those of you unfamiliar with what a fish farm is, well, it's a man-made enclosed pool that has fish crammed in it, for which you pay to use a fishing pole and some yellow corn. You know, yes, I did say yellow corn. And not red wigglers to bait and catch fish that are in a pool, which you then hand over to the attendant to remove the innards, chop off the head and the tail, and thus this city girl only had to scale it, wrap it in foil, with some veggies, of course, and place it over the fire, which I did help, you know, get that roaring, and wait for it to cook. Let's just say I have graduated to holding and baiting my own lines, even though I don't want to hurt the little worms, but, you know. I've used both colored plastic worms and actual live red wigglers. I even own my own fishing reel. I'm better than I was, yet I still have a ways to go. Well, the challenge presented to me by Daddy on December 30th of the year before was, of course, this. Are you going to cook the New Year's Day good luck meal? I thought about it for a minute, which meant I was thinking, hog maws, meat in my greens. That was not my style. Yet I said yes. He then asked, do you know how? To which I replied, yes, I know and enjoy cooking collard greens, black-eyed peas, and cornbread. He asked me, well, what about the hog maws? To which I replied, watch me. I will cook those too. To which he replied, I'll believe it when I see it. So off to the grocery store I went, taking my youngest sister with me to buy all the ingredients. We finally found the hog maws at one of our local grocery stores. Let's just say they are not this plant-based city woman's cup of tea. Now, for the collard greens, I had already switched him from eating them with meat, you know, by stepping him down from pork to smoked turkey neck, then down to vegetable broth and sun-dried tomatoes, for texture, of course. Black-eyed peas with onion and red bell peppers was a piece of cake. So was the cornbread. I chose to refrain from making a vegan version, just this one time. However, upon looking up the recipe for cooking up hog maws, I was real clear that this would be a once-in-a-lifetime cooking experience for me, as far as I was concerned. Now, on the day that I prepared the meal, January 1st, when I brought Daddy's plate, he was sitting at his favorite Eagle Eyes viewpoint window seat, like his daddy used to, sitting on the front porch back in the day. He was talking on the phone to our other sister, and they were just, you know, talking away. She was on speakerphone. I placed his plate in front of him along with his drink. He said grace. Then he proceeded to taste my first ever and last time hog maws. New Year's Day good luck meal. Now, on a side note, as he lifted his fork to his mouth, he was still in mid-sentence of his conversation with our sister. Yet, upon tasting each part of the meal, he stopped talking, looked down at the speakerphone, and proclaimed to our sister, I'm going to have to call you back, and hung up the phone. Now, I don't recall if she got to say goodbye or not. I'll have to check in with her and see. I fell out laughing. Then, after composing myself, I said, so, Daddy, you think your city girl daughter cooked your meal well? He replied, oh, yeah, without even looking up from his plate. I replied, you're welcome. And that is the last time I'm cooking hog maws. City girl 1, country boy 0. Happy new 2022 year, family. Count on God to make it count. Rest in peace-filled power, Daddy. Stay tuned for more right after our first spotlight moment. Our first spotlight moment, number one, is my sisters. My love, my boots on the ground. I know that many family caregivers may not have siblings that are available, able, or willing to be available to support them with their caregiving journey. I have been fortunate to have been blessed to have been supported by my sisters. Together, we were able to support our dad on his journey through Alzheimer's from start to finish and beyond. When I needed a respite break, a reboot, encouragement, financial support, etc., they were always there. They were our boots on the ground. and I could never thank them enough for making a journey that could have been way more than it was navigable. Thanks, Diva. Thanks, Boo, for your love, courage, and support. Love y'all much. Dirt. Now, back to our show. Welcome back, family. Now, let's talk about that call. Yes. You know, another call, or in this case, it was really a challenge, a call to action from my daddy. He gave me the opportunity to show a country boy, the country boy in him, that the city girl in me had some country girl skills. Even as a kid, he would ask me, "What are you doing to that tuna?" Back when I ate meat-based tuna, of course. I'd reply, "Well, I don't like mayo nor sweet relish, so I'm making mine with curry powder and dill pickles or cucumbers and Dijon mustard." His head would tilt. He'd look at our mom, and there was this expression that silently voiced, "City girl," or, "I ain't never heard of no mess like that." Yet over the years, as you know, I haven't stopped modifying and making different old school meals my own new school way. He would come to both accept and expect it, and even enjoy many of my unique culinary creations. Love you, country boy. My reflections. Anything old school, cooking wise that is, can be made new school healthier and still taste great. And there is always a place upon the bridge where we can meet our loved ones, elders, beloved, youth, anyone in the middle, in order to share the ways and wonders of each of our own unique culinary journeys, which could then expand our collective options and open doors for conversations about new traditions that can become not only honoring of the old school, yet healing of a collective family as well, in ways that are loving, lighthearted, and laughter-filled. Go ahead, seek to meet each other in the middle. My insight, as you navigate yours and your loved one's parallel journey, seek out opportunities to bridge your seasons, as in the generations that you come from, in order to create some warm, funny, and memorable moments that will support you both in getting through the smooth and challenging days of your journey. Now it's time for our next spotlight moment. Spotlight moment number two. Al's Barber and Style Shop and a new NU era barber studio. Myrtle Scott and Mr. Al Keith Gibbs. Now, as I've mentioned before, our daddy was a trained barber. He received his training at Griffin Tech in Griffin, Georgia. That's what it used to be called. He was also blessed to be able to work and be of service at Al Keith Gibbs Barber and Style Shop. Rest in peace, Mr. Al. And he also had a chance to work with and be blessed by another skilled barber, Miss Myrtle Scott, of a new NU era barber's studio. She blessed both our parents with her haircutting skills later in their lives. Great service, great conversation. Go let Miss Scott and her team shape you up. A new NU era barber studio is located at 2758 Candler Drive, Decatur, Georgia, 30034. Give her a call. 404-244-1757. Now back to our show. Here are my takeaway, tip, tool, and toss. Takeaway for this evening. You can move a country man to the city, yet he is still a country boy at heart. You can move a city woman to the country, yet she is still a city girl to her heart. So, embrace both our country roots and our city upbringing and bridge all divides with a great home-cooked meal. The tip, build a bridge. How? Ask the one that you're caring for what their favorite food or dish was as a child or now, as an adult. Ask them to share the story behind why it became their favorite. Enjoy that fond memory with them so that you can then pass it forward to future generations. The tool, a 6-quart crock pot. Why? Because I cooked up 6 quarts of collard greens that we were able to enjoy all week long with many different dishes. Thus, as a caregiver, it saves you some time during the week. The toss. Find a healthy recipe version of their favorite food or dish and make it for them. Enjoy it with them, even if it's only one time, in order to create a fun, new, shared memory together. Like we did. I'm going to have to call you back. I'm going to have to call you back. He just hung up on her. Hilarious. In closing, I'd like to take the time to thank you all, both my seasoned and new followers, for spending your time with me on today's Joy in the Midst of It All journey. Now take a moment to tap the button on your favorite podcast streaming platform so you can tune into the show, follow the show, and subscribe to receive updates when a new episode is released. We release an episode every 2nd and 4th Thursday of the month. Okay? Also, go ahead and tag a family caregiver or a few, as many as you can, because they all need a moment to enjoy some ear respite, I'll call it. Tell them one thing that you learned today that will support you if you are a caregiver, and maybe them, in moving through the caregiving journey with more ease, effort, and grace. And no matter who God has chosen for you to offer your gift to caregiving, be at peace. You're made for it. He chose you for it. It's all going to work out well. Then blaze a trail on over to my podcast website for the show notes, transcript, and any links. And if your heart so leads you, tip me what I like to call a cup of J-O-E, Joe. A jolt of encouragement and support over at Buy Me a Cup of Coffee, even though my preference is tea. You will see the link in the show notes. I am your host, Amina, and I want you to be blessed and less stressed. Why? Because yours and their lives depend on it. Have a great day.